This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and welcoming listeners from WEOL, taking your calls, your medical calls, and your questions and comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So months ago when there was an infographic, I think it came out of New York City, where the majority of COVID cases were occurring within households, and it wasn't the restaurants, which I think were at 1%. I think households were like 73%. People asked, okay, now wait a second. What do? We have grandma living with us. We have grandpa living with us. If being in the household is one of the highest transmission locations, what are we doing wrong? So, well, all right. I mean, have you ever had kids and you ask them to leave you alone? Okay. I've done it. I have two, you know, adult kids, right? They're now 18 to 20. And they still live with us because I'm not going to, right, pay money for... They want to support themselves, they can do that. But I'm not going to pay for them to, you know, go and party and have their own apartment. I had to support myself. I'm not going to pay for that. If not, they have a home. They can still live with me if they're going to school. So they're going to school, and I'm trying to watch the playoffs. Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, this, like, quit bugging me. Leave me alone. Okay? Your kids don't leave you alone. Okay? And then you have a spouse. What do they want? They want sex, right? I mean, that's not, yeah, well, what if you're trying to isolate? Now, I haven't had to isolate. I don't have COVID. But if you're trying to isolate, that's kind of tough. 2 weeks of no sex, that's kind of tough, right? Do you think the average couple, well, maybe some of these longtime married couples, but do you think the average couple really isolates for 2 weeks? No, they say, look, you probably gave it to me, I probably gave it to you, we could go to bed together. So depending on where you live and the size of your kitchen and living room, it is really hard to self-isolate. Now, we walked our listeners through last year, I know we have a lot of new listeners, but we walked our listeners through how to isolate at home. If you have a separate bedroom and you could put the rest of the family that are non-infected in another bedroom, try doing that. So somebody has his own room, and I get there's air conditioning vents, I get the virus can travel under the door, but we're trying to do what we can in a small apartment. You set up a schedule on who goes into the kitchen. And when they do go into the kitchen, you want to make sure that everybody else is out, or they've done all their kitchen duties, or you prepare what needs to be done in the kitchen and then leave it outside their door so they could then get it from their door. It's difficult to do. You're going to need to get the laundry. You're going to have to wear masks within the house. You're going to have to try to social distance. So I think we've learned that social distancing at home isn't working. When I believe it was Dr. Fauci or somebody had said wear a mask in the house, people lost their mind. But if you have somebody with COVID, you're trying to prevent COVID from spreading. So some researchers want to help lighten the load, and so they looked at our toothbrushes, okay? And they said, this was from the Federal University of Juiz de Fora in Brazil, and they suggested that our toothbrushes could be also passing COVID around. So if you share a bathroom, which the majority of us do in the house, and your toothbrush is sitting there, that toothbrush could allow COVID to hop back and forth on it. So one is if you do have COVID, you're supposed to throw out the toothbrush when you're done using it. Number two is your toothbrush can't be doing kissies with the other toothbrush in the little toothbrush container. See, my husband and I, we separate our toothbrushes. We used to not. It was in one little cup. Then we do toothbrush kissies, and my husband's like, oh, look at that, our toothbrushes on love. and look disgusting. You know, I saw what you ate. You didn't rinse off your toothbrush. I don't want my toothbrush touching your toothbrush. So my toothbrush is separate. My toothbrush is in a drawer. Because I also hate it because everybody uses my toothbrush. Whenever we go on a trip, everybody forgets their toothbrush, so they use mine. Look what the heck. So anyway, researchers said, look, you need to actually disinfect your toothbrush. There is a process you need to do. And there are certain mouthwashes you could use to sterilize your toothbrush. Now, some of you are like, why do we care about toothbrushes? This isn't exciting. This is actually very exciting because if a mouthwash in our house can help disinfect COVID, then I think there's a lot we could do within our households to help stop the slow down the spread of COVID. I mean, I might pour this mouthwash all over our kitchen. So apparently they found satisfactory results with Listerine Cool Mint mouthwash. Orajel antiseptic didn't work. Pront oral mouthwash didn't work, you know, helping disinfect. Dinexidine Forte didn't work. Isobetadine mouthwash did. Let me see what else worked. Betadine 5%, Listerine Ultra, Listerine Antiseptic, hydrogen peroxide did not work. So what they did is they found that if you immerse your toothbrush in the Listerine Cool Mint that also had some essential oils and ethanol and menthol, things like that, for 20 minutes, that wasn't that bad. So you want to wash off your toothbrush, you want to immerse it into this mouthwash to, you know, you want to let it dry, not being doing toothbrush kisses or anything else. You want to make sure you're washing your hands before you touch your toothbrush, after you touch your toothbrush. You want to also clean the handle, right, because you're handling it, and then you're dental flossing and things like that. And then you want to discard it after COVID. So I found that to be pretty fascinating. Now, people always ask me, how often are you supposed to throw out your toothbrush? Well, if your toothbrush is yellow and it's all frayed, it's like way overdue. But we usually discard a toothbrush at the 3-month mark. Yeah, so you should be getting 4 toothbrushes a year. And you should be going to the dentist, you know, at least twice a year, sometimes 4 times a year. So every season, you get a new toothbrush. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Because, again, for a toothbrush to get in there and work, you're supposed to be dental flossing, water picking. By the way, when you brush your teeth with fluoride toothpaste, you're supposed to do that twice a day for 2 minutes. Not that quickly brush, spit in 15 seconds. 2 full minutes. 2x2 rule. All right? And then dental checkups once or twice a year. Drink plenty of water. Eat a healthy diet. That's according to the American Dental Association. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this next headline is going to scare the heck out of people. We'll walk you through it. But the next headline you're going to see, it's going to be all over today, is 1 in 8 people who recover from COVID have been found to die within 5 months of their recovery. Now, this is one study. Don't freak out, but it is something we need to talk about. So, this is a study that comes out of the UK. They've been doing a lot of study. They've been coming up with a lot of research because they are on it. You know, it's interesting. For, you know, a small country such as the UK, they really come up with, they also come up with a lot of actors. You notice that? The majority of actors have British accents. I don't know how the country has so many actors. They have like 70 million people. And a lot of actors. So they're on it. And so they say a third of COVID-19 recoveries end up back in the hospital. But one in eight will die within 5 months. Now what they did, and I'll break this down, is this comes from UK Leicester's University, and they found that 47,000 people discharged from the hospital, 29.4% were readmitted within 140 days, and 12.3% ended up dying. Now, the number one reason to come back to the hospital was respiratory disease, and 6,000 of the diagnoses in patients had absolutely no history of respiratory conditions. So they believe that COVID might cause long COVID, long-lasting issues, or those in a hospital with COVID are so decimated that they can't recover and keep up. Now, we need to be very, very careful about the study because we need to look at the time frame. So if somebody was in the hospital end of the summer, 5 months from then brings you to Christmas season. And cough, cold, flu, pneumonia season. So this study has to be looked at, and I need to also take a look at what time frame were they looking at. If they were looking at those that got COVID in February, and then they ended up dying in July, that to me is a more COVID cause in terms of maybe COVID directly, you know, still being there or causing so much damage that the organs couldn't just keep up. However, if you got sick with COVID in the summer, and then all of a sudden now you're in deadly flu season, deadly heart attack season, stroke season, this is kind of when most of those cases, the majority of the cases happen, then, you know, then COVID is involved, but not involved to that degree. So those are some things we need to look at. So we speak about long COVID a lot on the show. And long COVID is where you have symptoms that just don't go away after a few days like the flu. With the flu, you wake up one day or you come home from work and then all of a sudden you feel like you got hit by a bus. And you could actually tell the doctor the exact time you came down with the flu. 2:30 in the afternoon. Now, a lot of times it is the afternoon. You go to work that morning, you feel fine. And all of a sudden, I don't know if I feel right. And then all of a sudden you just feel like you got hit by a bus. That's what flu does. Then you feel like crud the next few days, and then you end up, you know, going back to work a few days later, fever-free, footloose, and fancy-free. With COVID, no. It just brews and brews. COVID comes on slower. Fever comes on more insidiously. Fever might not spike as high as the flu. Fever might be in the 100 range, maybe 101, but usually we see 99 to 100 with COVID. And then you get the cough. Or you get the body aches, or you get the fatigue, or you get the runny nose, or you get the ear pain, or you get the sore throat. Sometimes those symptoms don't go away. You could have a sore throat for weeks. You could have ear pain for weeks. You could have the headache for weeks. You could have the cough for weeks. Mild COVID, luckily the cough doesn't get that bad, but more severe COVID, it's going to bring you to the hospital. But we also have some very weird side effects with COVID, like the loss of smell and the loss of taste. And there's been a lot of theories on why we lose our taste and smell. I've always thought it's because the virus goes to our brain. The virus knows how to get to our brain, goes exactly where it needs to be, and starts to mess around a little bit with our receptors, and not only our receptors, but some of the more focal or central areas. And then when the virus dies out and it doesn't cause inflammation or our body is able to fight it, we end up getting our sense of smell and taste back. I'd like also to see a study how many of the loss of senses and smell, the dysgeusia and the anosmia for loss of smell, I'd like to see how many of those cases happen in people with headaches. Did all of them have a headache? Did some of them not have a headache? But I'm seeing that some patients, their only symptom, no headache, no cough, no body aches, is they lost smell, lost taste. We're hearing that for some people now, that could be permanent. Some people have that problem for months. Others, they get it back in a few days. The milder, the better. So over the weekend, we heard that there's some other chronic conditions people get. They could get hiccups. I've seen a couple cases of people with hiccups. I've seen a few cases of people with ringing in the ears. They either don't know they had COVID or they had COVID and now they'll have ringing in the ears. Double vision. Double vision. It makes sense. If your sense of smell is affected and your taste is affected, it's in the brain. Why not also affect vision? So some people have complained that they have had double vision from their COVID. Some have complained of hallucinations. There's hallucinations from psychotic episodes we've seen from COVID. And then there's hallucinations from, you know, just I'm seeing things, I'm hearing things I'm not supposed to. That's how weird this COVID is. You know, that's why you're not going to get me to be quote-unquote anti-vaccine when it comes to COVID. And I'm going to support vaccination efforts because we're not dealing with flu. Even though I support vaccine for flu, we're dealing with something that is very weird and not acting like typical colds. Yes, this is the virus of the season. This is the virus du jour, right? This is, you know, if you're going to get a cold, it's probably going to be COVID related as opposed to rhino or adenovirus because the COVID is competing. But I mean, it affects the hearts. It affects the GI system. It can make you confused. So long COVID symptoms could last for months. So when we go back to this headline that a third of people end up back in the hospital and one in eight die, then, you know, we're dealing with something that might need longer treatment. You know, we treat COVID, you feel better, and we might test you. You're negative for antigens, and we're like, we're done. Maybe you do need to be on multiple month-long regimen. Now, our antivirals for COVID aren't in pill form. They're infusions. So maybe when we do start to finalize and perfect our COVID outpatient management, that is going to have to be something that's long-term. Unfortunately, to put somebody through months and months and months of an antiviral, like remdesivir, or monoclonal antibodies is very expensive. It hasn't been tested. We still don't know about side effects. But right now, when you're done with the hospital, we have you follow up, and as long as you feel fine, we're like, hey, you recovered. But I'm hearing from people in the hospital, they just don't feel the same. Now, I'm not saying you're going to end up in the hospital, but those are pretty high striking statistics. So you also need to realize that you aren't out of the woods. Now, I keep getting asked, is there COVID 2.0? Does COVID come back in your body as a second wave? Or can you get infected with a whole second COVID? I really believe you can get infected with a whole second COVID. We're already starting to hear cases of people that got two different strains. We haven't been testing, but now we can. We could test for the two different strains. And now that we have all this emergence of new strains, we have a new California strain reported today that actually came from Denmark. We have the Brazilian strain. We have a strain in Japan, which we believe came from Brazil. We have the UK strain. We have a strain from Texas. We have a strain from Columbus. So, and then the South African strain. So having a variety of strains, it wouldn't surprise me that these strains with the spike proteins figure out how to get in. Just like a cold. Some people get cold twice in a year. Some people get flu twice in a year. Some people get flu A, and then maybe later they'll get flu B. So I'm not surprised by any of this, but if this is true, then our outpatient management of severe COVID patients might not need to be, all right, you're good, call us if you need anything. We might have to come up with some sort of a regimen that they could be on and study outpatient oral medication, something, you know, to hopefully prevent, and we have to identify those who would end up coming back to our ERs, and that's the other thing too. You know, everybody's thinking, okay, if all these people had COVID, then get out of the hospital for when it's my turn. Now when these people keep coming back, 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As one of his first acts as president, Joe Biden said he would send to Congress an immigration bill that would offer legal status to an estimated 11 million people in the country illegally. This as a migrant caravan is making its way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Outgoing head of CBP Mark Morgan telling Fox News,
the reason why this is happening right now is because of the perception that our borders are going to be open under the Biden administration. And unfortunately, in this case, they're correct.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is officially stepping away from her Senate seat. Harris will continue to play a big role in the chamber, though, as president of the Senate and the tie-breaking vote. The Senate will be split 50-50, but the Democrats will have the majority with Harris as a tiebreaker. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many across the country are celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States, marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January every year.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Mega Millions and Powerball lotteries just keep growing. No one winning Saturday's Powerball jackpot, meaning $730 million, is up for grabs on Wednesday. Before that, the Mega Millions estimated prize of $850 million will be drawn again for Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've been asked about to, you know, talk about cannabis a little bit and how it affects our body. There was a headline that said there are some extracts in cannabis that might actually be able to help fight severe COVID. However, in the same study, one of the extracts made things worse. So we need to be very, very careful about cannabis, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. And there's different strains. And the medical benefits of cannabis are very strain specific. So for those of us that don't smoke marijuana or or use edibles, we're a little naive to what it does because, you know, we saw Cheech and Chong growing up as kids, right? And Cheech and Chong will be in the van and just, you know, smoke be coming out the van. And they'd be like, dude, amen. And they'd just be so chill. And, you know, we don't realize that cannabis comes from a plant and it affects our body in good ways and bad ways. And now that more and more states are legalizing it and Joe Biden might, under his administration, federally decriminalize it, it's going to allow more studies of it. Unfortunately, there's also rampant use, and I'm seeing drivers impaired and kids dropping out of school overusing marijuana and not being as motivated as I wish they would. So those are other problems, but we could kind of discuss the pros and cons to legalization another time. It definitely, there's both sides to it. But cannabis plants, like marijuana, produce cannabinoids. So cannabinoids are chemicals that induce an effect on the body. When cannabinoids are produced by a plant, they're called phytocannabinoids. Humans can produce our own endogenously, so they're called endogenous cannabinoids. We produce our own cannabinoids. If a cannabinoid is made in a lab or synthetic, they're called synthetic cannabinoids. So if you guys have a test on this, you know how to answer. So the human body has a very intricate endocannabinoid system. Our body has receptors in the brain, the organs, glands, immune system. So a wide variety of physiological responses will occur if these receptors are stimulated. And these receptors will help us modulate our sleep, our memory, our appetite, pain, immune response, our mood, cell damage repair, death. Cannabinoid receptors are involved in all of that. Research is currently investigating which endogenous chemicals the human body produces, but we don't really talk about human cannabis, basically. We don't know a lot about it. We don't know why we, you know, did we make receptors because people were smoking pot? No, those receptors were there already. Why? So researchers are figuring out what our endogenous, our internal body-grown cannabinoids are. But most of the research is now on phytocannabinoids, or what we smoke, or edible. So the cannabis plants produce phytocannabinoids. The most well-known is the CBD and the THC phytocannabinoids. So CBD is cannabidiol. THC is the tetrahydrocannabinol. The THC is the one that gives you the euphoric feeling. It's more psychoactive. The CBD, the cannabidiol, is non-psychoactive. And that's what we're trying to research more for its medicinal benefits. We don't want people euphoric and high and getting dependent on something that we need to use medicinally. Now, plants, just like animals, are classified, you know, by kingdom all the way down to genus and species. So plants are in the kingdom Plantae. Cannabis comes from a variety of species. So when you smoke cannabis, it's not just one type. There's tons. There's Cannabis sativa, Cannabis indica, Cannabis ruderalis, and others. So sativa is characterized by it's a skinnier leaf. The leaves are more narrow. Branches appear farther apart because the leaves are skinnier. They seem to be more of a spring green. They also seem to be taller, not as flowery. Indica has the more broader leaves that overlap. The branches are closer together. It seems to be a deeper olive green. They're shorter, bushier, and they have more flower buds. Ruderalis is, it's, I believe, a hybrid, and it is a subspecies that creates sativa and indica hybrids that can be, I guess, manipulated to have the best of both worlds, shall we say. Ruderalis, less popular because it has a lower THC content, but it also has auto-flowering qualities, so they could be bred with other, shall we say, plants, make new hybrids. But when we look at sativa, sativa has a higher THC versus CBD ratio. So sativa will give you more of a high than indica. And it helps decrease anxiety, treat depression, increase appetite. We see sativa increase energy, boost creativity. It also helps manage attention deficit disorder, we've seen. They've been using it for neuropathic cancer pain. I think there's Sativex that they use. Indica has more CBD than THC. So we use indica for more of the sedative properties. It'll reduce anxiety, reduce appetite, but could also be used to treat pain and spasm. So people are like, well, how do you remember the difference? Well, remember, sativa is more stimulating, and it's skinnier. I kind of think of like a hyperthyroid. Sativa's more skinny and tall and more anxious and active. Indica is more bloated and a little fatter and more chill, and that's how I kind of remember indica. You know, indica is just more, you know, I want to sit and eat ice cream. It's, you know, they're more, it's more calming. So, Epidiolex has received FDA approval to treat some seizures. It has a high CBD component. CBD has had anecdotal evidence on controlling seizures. So, we are starting to get the FDA involved and have medications made, but it's Epidiolex is not supposed to have THC or a significant amount that could cause euphoria. So, you know, people have asked, what can we use cannabis for? Well, it depends on the strain. There's been some cannabis we believe that could be antifungal. Some cannabis might reduce vomiting. Some might cause vomiting. Some might reduce blood sugar. I have seen diabetics that should have been diabetic years ago, but during their marijuana use weren't. It might be because of the CBD. Now, I can't say 100%, and we don't want to promote people getting dependent on marijuana, but I really think there's something to do with cannabis and blood sugar. We see a lot of anti-inflammatory properties with CBD. Some, as we discussed with the indica, may aid in sleep. We are currently studying cannabis with cancer to see if it inhibits cell growth and tumors and cancer cells. We're looking at cannabis for psoriasis, especially CBD. We're looking at it for muscle relaxers. For some, it'll stimulate the appetite. For others, it'll decrease the appetite. We think it might even help promote bone growth. But what makes this so challenging is when we study something, we have to identify the strain and we have to reproduce it. There's a lot of bootleg out there. There's a lot of misnamed, mislabeled sort of product. And somebody might go to a store and say, yes, I want this. If you don't know if it's the pure stuff and we don't know the quantity, and we're having trouble quantifying because we don't know how some people will breathe it in or some people will digest it edibly, we still don't have the same pharmaceutical, we still don't have the same approach as we do with pharmaceuticals with marijuana. But I do believe there are unique properties and there's a lot we could do with it. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 542. to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, Blue Origin Is that the Jeff Bezos company is going to fly passengers into space this April? Well, they might have to have proof that they've had a COVID test to come back. They said after years of development, Jeff Bezos' private space company Blue Origin aims to carry its first passengers on a ride to the edge of space in just a matter of a few months. Blue Origin last week completed the 14th test flight of its new Shepard rocket booster and capsule called NS-14. The successful test flight featured the debut of a new booster, an upgraded capsule. I'm sorry, I saw what happened to the Challenger in the 80s. I am not a fan of going out in space. Beyond the upgrade, CNBC has learned that NS-14 also marked one of the last remaining steps before Blue Origin flies its first crew into space. If you thought taking an airplane was exciting as a kid, imagine what our kids are going to get to do. They're going to get to fly to space. My kids won't because it's going to be too expensive and I'm not paying for it. The flight was the first of two stable configuration test flights. People familiar with Blue Origin's plans told CNBC that stable configuration means that the company plans to avoid making major changes between this flight and the next. So they probably take you up and then they bring you back down. Additionally, those people said that Blue Origin aims to launch the second test flight within 6 weeks or by late February and the first crewed flight 6 weeks after that. No, it won't happen. No way. No way. I am not ready for people to go out into space. And even not into space. It probably goes up, you know, to certain stratosphere levels, but that's, I have no desire at all. So, some are asking, where's the baby boom? Where are the corona babies? So, do you guys remember when we had the lockdown? People joked around that there would be a lot of corona babies. And I've actually seen many people get pregnant. So are we having a baby boom or are we going to have a baby bust because of the economy? So stay-at-home orders, lockdowns, I think allowed a hospitable environment for people to be together. And if they're bored, maybe they have more sex. But I'm predicting we're probably going to have a bust. Now, do we have any data? It's been 10 months. Where are the babies? Well, we don't have data from the CDC. In October 2020, the CDC published their fertility trends from 2018 to 2019. So the CDC is still 2 years behind with fertility trends. Not sure why. The data should be there, but my guess is the CDC is a little busy and they got other things to do. The World Bank follows birth trends. They have their data posted, but again, 2018. Now, according to macro trends, they did see a small uptick in birth rate by 0.09%, but it's the same trend they've seen previously because, you know, as the population grows, we're going to have more people making babies. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the birth rate is going up. Does that make sense? Birth rate has actually been declining for decades. So apparently, we had a high birth rate in the 1800s. There really wasn't much for us to do except make babies. And then it just started to drop pretty steadily. By 1930, it was at one of its lowest rates. And then we had the baby boom. And when people came back from the war and people were all freaked out and, you know, the women were like, man, I was working and look at me, I look all sexy. And the husband's like, oh yeah, you look sexy. Anyway, so they had babies, had a baby boom. Then the numbers started to drop to the lowest we've seen in 1970 and then in 1980. Now remember, that's when, you know, we work in 9 to 5, you know, women were out there in the workplace even more. And so many women, you know, that who were baby boomers were like, look, you know, my mom got to work. She liked working. We want to have a car. We want to have a TV set. We want to have 2 cars. We're going to need to work and make things work. Then there was a little uptick in the 90s. Then from the 2000s, it started to go down. There was a huge drop in birth rates during the Great Recession from 2010 to 2020. After the Great Recession, people were like, marriage, the desire to get married dropped. So we are on a downtrend. People are having less babies. Now, what about COVID? Would COVID cause more babies to be born? Well, remember, we're still going to have millions of babies being born. All right, babies, we probably, you know, have 3 million babies born each year. So, you know, we're still going to live. We're still going to reproduce. But the Brookings Institution thinks we're going to have about 500,000 less births. And they're basing that on what they saw with the Great Recession and the Spanish flu. So what do I think? I think people got scared with COVID. I think people also got scared about going to the doctor. And they were thinking, wait a second here. If we can't go to the doctor for COVID or for other ailments, how am I going to go to the doctor for maternal care? Maternity care. So, nope, let's hold off. Also, when somebody loses their job, it's not very sexually enticing to either party. They aren't as attractive sometimes, and they're not in the mood. So I don't think there was as much sex as we thought. I think maybe originally people had some fun with it. They thought, all right, we're home for a couple weeks. We're getting paid leave. No, I think the majority of people started to get sick of their spouse. Now the kids are home. It's hard to have sex when the kids are home. Kids got out of school. They aren't going back to school. You know, that afternoon delight, not easy to do when the kids are home. And they're like, Mom, help me with my algebra. So I don't think it was that much of a, you know, party in the house sort of thing. I think there might have been some relationships reignited, but not a lot of dating. Not a lot of people could go out on dates. You couldn't go to the movies. You couldn't go to restaurants. You couldn't go to the club. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of accidental pregnancies that might have happened with partying. A lot of drug use happened within the house. But yeah, we're still going to have 3 million babies born, but I think it's going to go down. So is it going to be a bust? Is it going to be a boom? I don't think it's going to be that drastic either way. I think we're going to see less babies. Now, what does that mean for the economy? Well, we're kind of in a jam now from a Social Security standpoint, from a Medicare standpoint, because our baby boomers, the largest of the generations, don't have the younger generations picking up the slack like they need. Remember, numbers dropped. After the baby boomers, we had a more precipitous drop in birth rate from the 1960s down to the 1980s. So you don't have that many Gen Xers. There's not a lot of Generation Xers out there. Maybe we have a little bit more millennials, but not that much. And then Gen Zs, we have less, and now we have the Alpha generation, Generation Alpha. People are having less babies. With less babies, there's less people working. There's less people putting money into the Medicare system, Social Security system. And now we have an administration that wants to do either Medicare for All or public option, or, you know, you have people wanting universal income. Well, who are the taxpayers? Right now, a big majority of the taxpayers are baby boomers, but they're aging. They're retiring. Who's paying the taxes? So we need younger individuals to help, you know, be a part of our military, be our teachers, be our healthcare force, workforces. So we need paying, tax-paying individuals to support the older ones. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.